still. Small voice says, be strong. Sometimes struggle. Today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You're next in line for a miracle. A miracle. The Holy Ghost has said it's your miracle. You're next in line. Care what the devil told you. You're next in line. You've been listening to devil have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're next in line for a miracle. Every day is a miracle. There's some of us who say, to wake up and say, it's great to be above ground, but it's also great to be in the glory of God. You're welcome to the Gospel Healing Miracle Hour, featuring, presented by Dr. Gregory Scott, and with any luck, and under God's grace and goodness, we will have Evangelist Patricia Benjamin joining us. Benjamin joining us in a few moments. So let's go back to Shirley Caesar.
Go out to the hospital. Go to Mount Sinai. Go down on Skid Row. And look how blessed you are. A miracle is that supernatural gift that only God can give. When you look at me, you're looking at a miracle. 3 years ago, one of the members in my church who rides along in the scooter because she couldn't walk. And I saw her in the mall. I said, Sister Deborah, God told me that he's going to heal you. She said, thank you, Pastor. And her mother just went on. And every Sunday she came to church, still couldn't walk. A few Sundays ago, just before we brought the message, and I got some witnesses in here tonight from Mount Calvary, I walked over to her. I said, God said he's going to heal you. She had not walked in over 10 years. She got up and walked across the front of the church. Walked down the aisle. I come tonight to tell you, you just did life for miracles. You're next in line right now. You're the one.
Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Scott, speaking on behalf of Evangelist Prophetess Patricia Benneman, asking you at this very moment if you will get out a piece of paper, a pen, or a pencil, because we have some very important news to give you, and we're praying for you. This news, dear friends, is to let you know that we have decided to take the next step. Thank you for your many prayers and positive responses. And we are establishing our own radio station. Right now you're listening to us on WGGM, and the station we're going to is WGUM. And what does the GUM stand for? It stands for, I started to say Greater Good Ministries, which is the one we're coming from. But it actually stands for Glory United Ministries. So the first thing we need you to write down is the following. Blog Talk Radio, which you're very familiar with, .com/WGUM. And remember, GUM stands for Glory United Ministries. So when you turn on your computer and you do a search, instead of putting in blogtalkradio.com/WGGM, now you'll just add behind the slash WGGM, which is what you put originally, but you will put slash WGUM. If it's confusing to me, I can understand what it could be for you. Now, the second thing you need to write down is a completely new telephone number other than the one you used. Here's the new number that will put you right into WGUM on the dates and times that I'll mention to you later. The new number is 213-943-3667. Let me say that again. It's 213-943-3667. One more time, 213-943-3667. Now, that's the number you will use to reach WGGM, and that's the number you'll use for all of the programs that you've been listening to, hearing both Evangelist Patricia Benneman and myself, Dr. Gregory Scott. Now, the next bit of information has to do with the times that you will hear us. Now, because we're in the middle of a transition, this show now is being broadcast at 9:30 a.m. and it on WGUM, and it will be rebroadcast at 11 o'clock, which is the time you normally hear it, on WGGM. So right now, you may be listening to it on WGUM, and 11 o'clock, we're going to rebroadcast it. And we'll do the same thing next month, which, of course, will be the first Sunday in December. Now, the next question you may have is, what about our Thursday program? The Thursday program, which has been at 1 o'clock, we're now going to begin broadcasting at 10 o'clock, and you will be able to hear it once again on both WGUM and WGGM. What we will do is record the program at 10 o'clock your time, and then we will rebroadcast it on WGGM I'm saying your time, but actually it's 10 o'clock Eastern, and then we'll rebroadcast it at 1 o'clock Eastern on WGGM. So once again, friends, we now have a new number and a new radio station, and thank you for praying for us, and we look forward to hearing from you. And please take advantage of the opportunity to call in for a prayer or a healing to the Thursday show. And again, you'll call in at that number, and this information, by the way, will be on our website, which is glory-u.org, and it also will be on the template here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Yes, are you ready for a miracle? It's that time. Every day is a miracle. God has given us the ability to be aware of what's going in our lives, of the blessings, the love, the surroundings, and all that's going on. This is a time of year, and every year, every moment of the year is a moment to rejoice and be glad. And on that subject, I'm particularly glad because I see the evangelist is on the line. And you know we all have been waiting for her words of wisdom, her joy, her happiness, her pure anointing to come through so we can just bask. Hello there. Evangelist, welcome once again.
Good morning, Dr. Scott.
Good morning, Evangelist.
Yes, it is a good day to be in the land of the living. Bright, beautiful sunshine. The fall trees are so beautiful. A couple of days ago, we had snow, and today we have beautiful, beautiful sunshine. I love the Lord because he sends the sunshine and he sends the rain. He is so gracious unto us here on the earth because the earth would not be able to produce if we did not get the rain. For the scriptures declare in the book of Psalms that it is he who sends the snow. So the next time you see it snowing, please don't start cursing at the snow. The next time you hear it raining, you say, oh, no, not that again. And you know the word you use. I am sick of that. Every time you say that, you are cursing at God. So stop that. Just say, Lord, could you send me a little sunshine even while it's raining? Can I have a little joy on the inside of me so that it may be raining on the outside, but I've got joy bells ringing in my soul. Can you get that attitude? Can you take that approach towards God's weather? Oh, I'm telling you, it is so sweet to know that he loves us just that much, to give us everything that we need. Your crops won't grow without water. So it is God who sent the water, and we thank him for it. I was just told a few weeks ago there is a place that they have to have their water imported in. They don't have a lot of water supply, and they only can use their shower every other day. They can't water their lawns like you can water yours because they don't have that supply of water like we have. They're in the desert. So you know what? Be grateful unto God and bless his name. Now, I just want to encourage someone who may be listening. I am a preacher, and a preacher indeed, but why should I preach to you when you need a spoken word, a talk-through word, a word that you can understand? Oh, yes, I can say, but see, that's doing me good. It's not really helping you. But once you get the word of God in you, and then you hear me making praises unto his name in that voice, then you can identify with it. But right now, I just want to get you in the attitude to give thanks unto the Lord. This is the month of November, and we are preparing every day for our Thanksgiving dinner, our Thanksgiving dish. I've got several dishes going on in my mind that I want to start preparing. I've got a 10-day bread already started, and I've got some things just working toward Thanksgiving. But, you know, that is the designated time, according to man, to give thanks unto the Lord for the foods and all of that. And we are gracious about that. But you know what? Food is so plenteous for us now. We fail to thank God every day for our meal because there are some, look at the Philippines, they can't get up and do what I did this morning and make my oatmeal. They probably would have loved to have had the oatmeal that I had. So I'm grateful and thankful, not just on Thanksgiving, November the 28th, I believe it is, but I, Evangelist Pat, is grateful and thankful unto God on this November day of 14 of 13. You got that? 11, 14, 13. I am just so excited about how God is providing for us. Oh, I hear you saying, well, how come he didn't do it for them? Well, he's doing it for them. He's showing them love in spite of what may have happened. He's showing them love. I don't want to get into the book of Revelation and point all this stuff out for you. So you read Revelations and find it for yourself. I have a song that's ringing in my soul this morning, and the song goes, there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word, for it sounds like music in my ear. It is the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Now, isn't that beautiful to know that the Savior loved you when you were not even a you in the flesh, and he loved you anyhow? Oh, how much God loves us, how much he cares for us. It is so important. This is the time of the year when we hear tell of a lot of suicide taking place because people don't feel like people really care about them. So they say, what's the use? But I just want to encourage someone today, that you can encourage someone today, that God loves us. No greater love than this, the Bible says, have no man. Jesus laid down his life, and he called us his friends. So why don't you tap into the love of Jesus, and you will feel the love coming back your way. Don't close it out. Don't look at circumstances around you. Don't look at what happened to your neighbor. Don't look at what happened to your brother. Don't look at what happened to your sister, your mom or your dad. But just have that personal love affair with him. And I tell you, his word said, if you will come unto me, I will in no wise cast you away or cast you out. So come unto Jesus, all ye that are heavy laden. And he said, if your burden is heavy, give it to me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For the yoke I have is easy, and the burden that I have is light. So come to Jesus. He will carry you through. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory for the things he has done and the things he is yet going to do. I don't know how much time I have left. I know this is not my program. This, I am invited to be with Dr. Scott on Thursdays on his program. So I thank him for this space to talk about my Jesus and to encourage someone to be encouraged. Yes, this is the Thanksgiving season according to the calendar. But as a child of God, we should give thanks unto the Lord on a daily basis. The psalmist said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and he is worthy of all the praise. All praises belong to him. All glory belongs to him. All honor belongs to him. Fail not to give God his thanks. Thank him even now. Can I hear you say, thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. Thank you for what I have and what I don't have. Thank you for what I've been through. Thank you for what I might go through. But I just want to thank you forever and ever. All you've done for me, glory and honor, it all belongs to him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're the Boshaka, it is. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place. Thank you. Lord, I thank you. Oh, I fail if I don't take a moment to say thank you. Thank you. Ooh. I'm feeling happy now. I'm feeling Jesus all in my bones. I'm feeling churchy right about now. And I really didn't want to do this of a good man. I ordered by the Lord. And he ordered my steps. And when I feel the presence of the Lord, I have to give over to it and give reverence unto the presence of God. Or if you could see me, my hand is, my hand is lifted up, and I'm giving God a wave offering. I'm telling him, thank you, thank you, thank you, because you didn't have to do it, but you did, and I just want to say thank you. Oh, God, come on, can't you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for everything, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. And your praises. Oh, God, I heard a songwriter said, I'll sing praises, praises, praises unto your name. I'll sing praises, praises, praises unto your name. Tell God thank you. Tell God thank you. Even if you don't feel like he's done anything for you, just say thank you. Don't rob him. Tell him thank you for laying down and rising up. Thank you for being able to walk. Thank you for being able to talk. Thank you for being able to clap your hands. I told you my story. A few years ago, I wasn't able to even clap my hands. And a month or two ago, I was not able to touch the chandelier in the dining room because of the injury to my shattered shoulder 17 or 18 months ago, well over a year, let me put it that way. And I couldn't reach up and touch the chandelier. But blessed be the name of the Lord. I was able to stand flat because I'm a tall woman. And I was able to reach up with my long arm and take that right arm that was hesitant and touch that chandelier and was able to clean all of the crystals on that chandelier. I gave God his thanks. I told the Lord, thank you, while I was cleaning the chandelier. God, I thank you. So the things that we take for granted, we get in the shower and it's no big deal. We wash our hair, we get out. But when you have a shattered shoulder bone and you can't raise your arm, touches your body without surgery. I've had no surgery. And I'm able to wash my hair now. These little things we take for granted. But we need to tell God, thank you for the activity of our limbs. We need to thank him for every organ working. And you know the organs in your body that work. So I don't have to name them for you. But you can just say, God, thank you for the organs that work. And if they have stopped working, say, God, I'm still yet believing for you to fix it like it ought to be. But if you don't fix it, I'm still. I'm still going to tell you, thank you. I feel Jesus in this place. Do you feel the Lord? Is God doing anything for you? His son Jesus. Have you had a little talk with him? Did you tell him what you need? Did you tell him thank you in the midst of what you need? Oh, remember, this is the chosen month by man that we would give thanks. But I hear to tell you, and I said it that way, I am here to tell you, let every month, let every day be a day of thanksgiving. And on that note, I will sing just this little tune, and then I'll be finished. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. But the song said, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Amen?
Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me.
Hello, friends. Thank you for listening to our program. And we do hope that things are turning around for you. Therefore, we're asking that those of you who have wondered how you might support Glory United Ministries, we're asking you just take a moment and get your pens out, and we will give you the information now. Both Evangelist Benjamin and I, Dr. Gregory Scott, hope that this program has been a blessing to you as it has for us. And if it has been a blessing to you, please feel free to click the donation button on our website. And our website is one that's easy to remember, www.glory-u.org. That's glory-u.org. There's a link on that website that you can use to send us any donation amount that feels right, correct, and comfortable for you. Now, if instead you're interested in sending a check or a money order to us to support this ministry, then here's the address. Glory United Ministries, 836 Walmart, Walmart Drive, Suite 7. And you can abbreviate suite as STE 7, PMB 76. And that's Camden, Delaware. And that's DE 19934. So our mailing address is Glory United Ministries, 836 Walmart, Walmart Drive, Suite 7, PMB 76. And that's Camden, Delaware, 19934. And your checks and money orders can be simply made out to Glory, Glory. So that can be what your check is made out to, Glory, Glory, which is our account name. And if you want to put the name of a person on there, then you can put either Gregory M. Scott or Patricia Benjamin. So once again, thank you for listening, and we do hope that things really are turning around for you. As many of you know, this program began, when I say this program, I'm talking about this time slot, which I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to get started on WGGM, that it began with the primary focus on doing over-the-air or over-the-internet healing, so people were able to call in. And that remains, nevertheless, one of the ways in which service can be provided on this particular program. Now, our other program, as you know, which comes on, we have two other programs. One comes on the first Sunday, the other comes on the fourth Sunday. Both of those programs quite often are pre-recorded. So therefore, you're not able to call in and ask for a prayer or healing. Now, this program does offer you the service. If you will call in, and remember, when you call in, you have to click one so we'll know that you either want to ask for a prayer, make a comment. That number that you should call in on is 213-943-3667. Now, what I have forgotten to do many times is open the chat room. Now, what the chat room will do will allow you to actually instant message me back and forth, so that if you're in the chat room or you don't want to call in because someone might recognize your voice, you're a little sensitive about that, you could get online, go through blogtalkradio.com. You may have to open an account and then come onto this program, and then you're able to send a message to me, which I can read here. And perhaps while music is playing or the evangelist is speaking, then you and I can communicate. I'm not sure I'm coordinated enough to talk on the program and also type. Some people have that ability. But I can listen and type, but I'm not able to talk and type. So we're really glad that you're listening. And just for your information, we're averaging a listenership of anywhere between 150 people all the way up to 300 or 400, most of whom are actually going into the archives. Now, in keeping with the tradition of this program, you have preaching that occurs for us pretty much on the fourth Sunday, sometimes on the first Sunday. But I want to stay a little bit with the tradition of the healing and just take a moment to offer a healing prayer for all of you who are listening. Heavenly Father, we come before you as your humble servants. We know that you're listening to us, and we know that we must listen to you and understand seriously that Jesus is truly the Son of God and the vehicle that we have for eternal salvation. Now, we know that he has forgiven our sins and is continuously forgiving our sins, but, Lord, we come before you and ask that for all of us, that we be covered in Jesus' blood, and that it cleanse and purify us, and that it remove from us all the shackles and bonds that come in from the past, the way in which we are bound, I'll say, by things from the past, things that have happened in our family. Lord, please take those away. The bondage that we feel from family members, coworkers, people on the street, the neighborhood, the television, Lord, please evaporate, neutralize, and remove those, and fill us instead and connect us with all the love that Jesus has made available to us. Please, Lord, lift us, purify us, fill us, Lord, with your divine, your holy light from every single place on our body, Lord. Remove any darkness, any illness, any disease. Bring us into your holy light, because, Lord, we know that impurities cannot exist in your kingdom. And, Lord, bring us into your kingdom in this moment and hold us there, Lord. Do not allow us to slip or fall. We will do everything we can to stay in your presence, Lord. But if we falter even a moment, Lord, hold us in your heart. These and all blessings we ask, not only for ourselves, but for our family, our friends, our neighbors, for all whom we know and all whom we don't know. Please flood us with your divine healing light. And, Lord, we command and direct in Jesus' name that any and all evil spirits outside or inside of us, that they now be removed vanquished, completely disintegrated, and that they no longer exist anywhere except as they accept Jesus and your divine light. This blessing and prayer we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, in keeping with the wonderful message that the evangelist just brought us, I'd like for you to enjoy this song. Amen, amen. Thank God. Think of his goodness. And I have given on a number of these programs my own testimony, and it's now testimony time. The evangelist gave a testimony about experiences that she had in the hospital setting. I just want to tell you, my friends, about 4 or 5 years ago, I went into a hospital for a procedure, and the doctor, the surgeon, told my wife that it would take perhaps 5 or 6 hours. I was on that table 14 hours. And when they came out, they said to her, "We want you to know that your husband died on that table 3 times. His heart stopped beating, and we had to get him started again." Now, of course, I was completely aware that all that had gone on. But what I will say, God is great in his goodness, and I am glad that he has given me the opportunity to live this life and to serve in this way. I have the firm belief that given that all that I've gone through, and nothing, in my opinion, has ever been as great as the many struggles or as terrible as the many struggles that I've heard that others have gone through, but God brings us through whatever we need to go through. 2 days ago, there was Veterans Day, and for those of you who may be listening somewhat later, it was November 11th, and I thought about the many servicemen who have lost their lives and lost their limbs and whose families have been terribly disrupted by the horrors of war, and how God brought me through 4 years of the Marine Corps practically without a scratch. And I spent part of that time, I will share with my friends, actually playing basketball at the base level. It was almost like being a semi-pro athlete. And while others have gone through the horrors, God brought me through in that way, so that someday perhaps I might be able to serve and have the opportunity to be in the presence and to assist and to work with, which is my complete delight and joy, to work with Evangelist Patricia Bitterman. And as we struggle to bring that message, the message of God and the prophecies as they are, and the healings that come through the both of us, bring those out to the world. I just want to thank you for listening and being with us, because this is a wonderful time. It's great to be alive and to have the opportunity to be in joy, to be so joyful. And I just want to tell you, I do agree that it might make sense, without all the eating at least, to see every day as being Thanksgiving. It's been a joyous time to be with you. We've certainly enjoyed and do enjoy these programs. It means a lot to be able to bring these blessings and these messages and to offer to you the opportunity to reflect, just to reflect on how great life is for all of us. So we're going to end the program now playing this Beverly Crawford, who is singing "It's About Time for a Miracle." My mic was a little slow in coming on. That was Beverly Crawford singing It's About Time for a Miracle. And we have a few more minutes, and I asked the evangelist offline if she wanted to close today's program with some words of wisdom, some God-inspired words of wisdom. Evangelist?
Yes, God bless you again, and thank you, Dr. Scott, great man of God. I'm just so happy to have been aboard with you again, another blessed day of the Lord. And don't forget, be that as it may, every day is a day of thanksgiving. So let us glorify the Lord today. Be blessed, be safe, and be happy. To God be all the glory. I love the Lord. I just love him, and I won't take it back because he has been so good to me.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Scott. Thank you so much. I love you with the love of the Lord, for I see in you the glory of our King. So therefore, I love you with the love of the Lord.
Thank you, ma'am. And we, your fans, all of us, your many listeners, we love you and thank you for the service that you are giving us and the millions soon to be listening to your programs. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Now that is to be grateful with Walter Hawkins, but he
yes,
sounds a little.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's.
Oh,
it.
Great.
I know the music.
And we will close with that. And thank you so much for joining us once again, Evangelist.
Bless you.
Thank you. You've been listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, featuring Evangelist Patricia Benneman, your friendly host, Dr. Gregory Scott. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to tune in next week.